This weekend, millions of race fans around the world watched Buddy Rice take the checkered flag at this year's Indy 500. The event is sometimes called the greatest spectacle in racing, but you wouldn't know that from the TV ratings in this country. The Indy routinely gets routed by NASCAR races like the Daytona 500. Day-to-Day's Rob Sachs reports on why Indy racing is having a hard time keeping up with NASCAR.
Indy cars look like something built by NASA. They've got four tires outside the car's frame, thus earning it the name open-wheel racing, and the driver centered in the cockpit. If you based it on sound alone, open-wheel racing has got NASCAR beat. Here's NASCAR's Auto Club 500 as cars whiz around the California Speedway's big oval racetrack. Okay, compare that to open-wheel racing. These drivers speed around tracks and through city streets like this race in Long Beach, California. Listen to those gears shift. Pretty cool, right? And keep this in mind. Open-wheel race cars usually go about 40 miles per hour faster than NASCAR stock cars. And not only that, at a price tag of around $1 million a piece, these machines are less race car as they are moving aerodynamic devices. In comparison, NASCARs look like those sedans down at the Chevy dealership. So why, with all this going for it, is everyone tuning into NASCAR and not open-wheel racing? NASCAR mechanic Chris Dalton says it's all in the marketing.
NASCAR makes their drivers more open to the public. It's just better produced. I mean, it's like a big old movie with NASCAR. It's a big old drama every weekend.
NASCAR's marketing machine has successfully trumped open-wheel by making their drivers celebrities and promoting their all-American roots. And race organizers have made savvy network deals that have landed NASCAR in prime time. Dutch Mandel, editor of the racing magazine Auto Week, breaks it down this way.
NASCAR is entertainment. NASCAR is World Wrestling Federation. And so that's where all of its passion revolves around, is to make the show important.
And if it's up to fans like Glenn from down in California, NASCAR is nothing like open wheel, where
people down here usually sit back and just watch. You don't hear a lot of screaming or anything. NASCAR races, they're screaming and everything.
Dick Eidswick is the president of Championship Auto Racing Teams, or CART, another open wheel series. And he admits that open wheel needs to give more attention to its media exposure.
I think television is very important. I think that it is the ultimate measure of the success of the sport, although we do see that many people come to our races. We had over 400,000 people at Mexico City. We had over 300,000 people in Australia.
But being popular in foreign places hasn't helped Open Wheel's image here at home. Take NASCAR fan Brian Mosley. He speaks words that are painful to the ears of open wheel organizers.
NASCAR is just, to me, it's just a true American sport, you know, and I just love it. I mean, being an American, I mean, I just feel that it's just, you know, it's about as American you can get.
But proponents of open wheel racing point out that Indy is a much older sport than NASCAR. It began in 1911, and that's why Mexican open wheel driver Mario Dominguez is puzzled by the kind of reception his sport gets in this country.
You know, it's an American product that is being exported to other countries and is loved by everybody else in the world, so I don't see why Americans should not love their own product.
Some of Open Wheel's traditions may be holding it back. For instance, the Indy 500's 11 a.m. start time is not too TV-friendly. Indy organizers are in talks with the ABC network to push that time later in the day to boost ratings. AutoWeek's Dutch Mandel says anything that will add a little more spark to open-wheel racing is a good thing.
We are a society of short attention span people, and you got to throw in some flash with the steak.
That sounds pretty good. Steak, some beer, and while we're at it, maybe some country music. For Day to Day, I'm Rob Sachs.